The federal government is inching closer to shutting down as Democrats and Republicans there have yet to reach a compromise on a federal budget. Yesterday, Arkansas senior Senator Mark Pryor spoke to reporters during a teleconference about the mood in Washington.
Unless we have a major breakthrough here in the next, say, 24 hours, it looks like the government may very well shut down. I think, to me, at least the way I look at this, this is irresponsible and reckless. This is an example of the breakdown of American politics and American government. We should never find ourselves in this situation. But as is the custom here in Washington, as soon as you run into trouble like this, the blame game starts. And there have been press conferences all over Capitol Hill with people calling press conferences and blaming members of the other party or members in the other House. I just think that serves no useful purpose right now. When you hear politicians blame others for this, basically they're just avoiding the responsibility. And I think that's exactly what people in Arkansas are tired of. They want our elected officials, they want us in Washington to take responsibility and work together to solve things. I have no doubt in my mind that this can be resolved in a good, healthy, bipartisan way if people will sit down and work through this together.
Senator Pryor, a Democrat, says there have been what he calls behind-the-scenes meetings that he thinks have been helpful, but blame public rhetoric on stalling the progress. The senator says the shutdown would cause varying levels of inconveniences and disruptions. Mortgage approvals, export licenses to sell a product overseas, or food inspections could be interrupted if a shutdown lasts more than a few days. But worse, the senator says, are the possible effects on a fragile economy.
That might disrupt our economy could cause bad economic waves around the country. And anytime you do a government shutdown, you could definitely see where some things would have to shut down and things couldn't get done.
Senator Pryor says the federal shutdown in 1995 meant more than 800,000 employees were furloughed. And in 1996, a quarter of a million employees were furloughed when the government shut down once again. Shutting down the government doesn't save money, he says. It costs money.
I know that may be counterintuitive, but the OMB estimated that in the five-day shutdown in 1995, it cost $100 million a day to shut down the government. And the final price tag for the two shutdowns was $1.25 billion.
Senator Mark Pryor talking to reporters yesterday about what appears to be the increasing likelihood of a federal government shutdown after Friday.